Well, happy Easter Sunday today, and with us today is a very religious man. We have former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and he is going to give us a briefing of what's going on around the world. And Mr. Secretary, where do we start? You were CIA Director, you were Secretary of State. There's nobody, very few people that are more knowledgeable than you. Easter Sunday today. Let's go down to the border, first of all. We're creating a tremendous crisis by what's going on in the border, and most Americans don't realize why. What say you on this?
Well, John, it's good to be with you, and it's great to be with all the folks listening here on Easter Sunday. It does remind us that the Lord is with us, and all of the problems that we'll talk about here this morning, he is watching over us for sure. When I stare at the problem set of allowing thousands and thousands of people to come across the border, and we simply don't know who they are, and I think about the risks that flow from that, well, no matter what I see, wherever I see anything in America happen, I always wonder, is this going to be the moment when we have a really bad day, a bad day like we had at 9/11, a bad day where we have a terror attack that looks or feels more like something from October 7th in Israel? We are incentivizing bad actors to put their worst characters at our southern border and bring them across, bring all the drugs, bring all the weapons, bring all the crime. And, you know, John, I worry so much. We know how to keep this border safe and secure. It's possible to do. And I watch Governor Abbott using extraordinary measures on his part of that border to reduce the number of folks who are coming through outside of the authorized checkpoints. And I see other states just refusing to do that. And the president refused to do it. And I know that someday we will have a really bad day here in America. There is nothing from a national security perspective in the near term that gives me more pause for concern.
Understood. And I agree with you 110%. The fact is, we heard so many rumors that, A, they're putting him into states where they want more population for the basis of a census. In other words, they want more people in certain states, California, Illinois, Massachusetts, New York, to be able to have more congressmen in those states, which the Democratic Party represents. And then in New York, the last few days, I think Wednesday or Thursday of last week, the city council has petitioned the appeals court that non-citizens should vote. So are foreigners going to take over our country?
You know, John, for a long time, I tried to articulate a better explanation for why the Democrat Party would allow this travesty to happen on our border. And I said, well, there's other reasons, there's humanitarian concerns. But the truth of the matter is now I think the only plausible explanation is that they believe that this will give them the power and the capacity to control the country for decades ahead. You're right. This issue in New York, we saw it happen in other states where they've decided, hey, it might just be okay if we let non-U.S. citizens vote. This would, first of all, be deeply unconstitutional. But it would also fly in the face of 250 years of American tradition, where the thing that was so prideful was that you were an American citizen, and as a result of that, you got the right to vote in America. This is, in fact, I think, about power, and they are certainly sending these folks who are coming in, getting an appointment for asylum, ignoring the appointment, and just hanging out in America. Now the capacity to influence our election and who governs our country, this is the classic case of letting the inmates run the asylum, and that is deeply dangerous for our country.
Secretary Pompeo, last week my daughter and myself had dinner with a very, very high up official that reports directly to Xi, and we were talking about maybe bringing pandas to New York. We were talking about culture, we were talking about foundation, and one of the things he asked me, and I said, at a snap of the finger, China can get rid of all the fentanyl that's going to the Chinese gangs and then coming into the United States and killing 100,000 Americans a year. And I asked them to please bring it up to the powers that be, and that would go a long way towards having some kind of peace amongst, you know, equals.
And John, there's no doubt they have the ability to do that. They are allowing all of these precursor chemicals, and indeed to say allow acts almost seems passive. They are promoting these chemicals moving into our country in the same way that they did with the virus, where they did nothing to slow its advance. They could see that it was hurting the U.S. economy. I think they see the same thing here. It is evil to see the Chinese Communist Party behave in this way, to do so much death and destruction. And, you know, I remember this past week as well, John, the leadership in Mexico saying, well, you have a demand side problem in America. You all are consuming these drugs. So that's true, I think, to some extent. But a lot of this now, today, it's very different from that. People don't even know this poison that they're ingesting. And whether we have a demand-side problem or not, the Mexican government and the Chinese Communist Party both have a responsibility, and we have a responsibility to prevent them from bringing this poison into our country. We know how to do it. The Chinese could do it as well. I wish that the leadership there didn't see this as something that was a tool for them, a lever, a power. A power extension for their country. I think they'd see it that way. And for that reason, I'm glad that you mentioned it. I'm glad that you asked, but I can't imagine them turning it off, absent a president of the United States that causes real incentive changes for them, actually tells them, you will stop doing this or there will be real costs that apply to your country. I can't imagine President Biden doing that. I can imagine the next president doing it.
I've really believe that at a snap of the finger, they can get rid of our problem. And I was praying to that. Let's go to the other side of the ocean. I was on Fox a couple of days ago, and they asked me about inflation. They asked me about the price of oil. They asked me about the price of food. I said, every time it's attempted to go down, the Houthis have shut down the Suez Canal, have shut down the Red Sea, which increased costs. And CEOs of food companies are scared to lower them because we have unknown factors. The price of oil has gone up in the last 3 months from 68 to low back up to 80. So the price of gasoline is not going down. Which is, you know, I think President Biden wanted a better results for an election year. Why isn't our Navy just going in and wiping out those Houthis?
It's unexplainable to me how we have allowed these knuckleheads, right? These rebels, call them what you will. They go by the tribal name of Houthis. Why we haven't gone in and destroyed their capacity to do precisely what you described, which is essentially to control not only the flow of oil, but all the products that move through that. Look, we saw the tragedy this past week in Baltimore. We know what happens when ports get shut down and how it impacts economies. These Houthis, largely driven by Iranians who are telling them what to do, and Iranians who are funding and providing these missile systems, the Biden administration has this soft spot for Iran in its policy. It's had it since the very beginning. It was something that came from the Obama team. They showed up on day one. We had designated, the Trump administration designated the Houthis as terrorists. They lifted that terror designation. And they simply don't understand that you can't negotiate with the Iranians. There is no possibility to negotiate with the regime in Iran. So whether it's October 7th and what Hamas did, or the fact that Hezbollah, even today on Easter Sunday, that Hezbollah is firing missiles into Israel from the north, these are all Iranian proxy tools. And so long as the Biden administration won't confront the problem, the head of the snake, we are likely to see continued high prices here in the United States and real risk to our service members that are serving in the region as well.
I agree again, 100%. If we move on over to the Ukraine, Russia, nobody really understands it. I mean, there's been a lot of accusations. What's really happening with all the money going over, with all the tanks or any other equipment going over to the Ukraine? Some of it is being, the accusations were, some of it is being resold to other parties for cash. In Russia, nobody really knows. I mean, you have a gut feeling on a Sunday morning, Easter Sunday, to report to the American people what the heck is going on.
Well, John, first of all, I pray that the war ends, the destruction, the death of these Ukrainian innocents continues to this day. I hope we can find a path forward to peace. There is no indication yet that Vladimir Putin has any interest in that. He has stated claim from the beginning is to rejoin Ukraine. It's kind of like when Xi Jinping talks about rejoining Taiwan to China. It's just not true, not rightfully theirs. You'll recall that in the early 90s, the United States made a promise to Ukraine. If they gave up their nuclear weapons, we would defend them against an attack from anyone, including Russia. And so we ought to continue to provide the support, but importantly, it ought to be conditioned in the following sense. We should loan it to them. It should be the case that they should repay us when they can. Ukraine is a prosperous and can be a prosperous and successful nation. But just as importantly, we shouldn't put constraints on them. We should allow them to use it in a way that can actually win. This goes to the conflict in the Negev and in Gaza today. We keep telling our friends, our partners, our allies, those countries that we're supporting against evil, against Xi Jinping or against Iran or now against Russia. We keep telling them, hey, you can fight, but only on a certain set of rules. You can't go into Rafah because there'll be civilian deaths. You can't fire rockets into Russia because there'll be World War III. When we don't understand that these adversaries only respect power, and only when cost is imposed on them will they actually be deterred, which is the ultimate objective in each of these cases. If we keep putting constraints on our friends, we'll have a lot fewer friends, John. And when we have fewer friends, the risk here is real.
Mr. Secretary, Easter Sunday today, what blessing you want to give to the American people, and what good news or what do you want to tell them?
We know that he is risen indeed, and we know that the Lord is watching this very special place. We know that he is watching the city of Jerusalem, the city of peace, the rightful Jewish homeland. We know that he continues to look over us. I pray for all of us that on this special day we will be with family, and we will pray for those who are less fortunate, and that we will all recommit to our central understanding of Jesus as our Savior. And if we all get that right and continue to work in our communities, then all of the challenges we just walked around the world and identified, John, I am confident that in the days and weeks and months and indeed years ahead, that the world will be a better place, and America will continue to remain a strong and force, a strong nation and a force for good in the world.
Mr. Secretary, a happy Easter. I look forward to...
Happy Easter to you too, John, and to your family.
You. And we look forward to seeing you in the near future. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Go on.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.